State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli says New York state agencies paid out $787 million in overtime for more than 18 million extra hours worked by state employees in 2018. The comptroller's report says last year's total overtime cost was the highest in the past decade. DiNapoli spokesman Brian Buttrey.
There's been significant growth in state employee overtime in the past decade, and it's continuing to climb. And the recommendation that we've made to state agencies in the past continues this year, and that they need to find better ways to manage their costs while providing residents with critical services. They spent nearly $800 million last year on overtime, with 18 million overtime hours worked last year.
The agencies with the most overtime are the Office for People with Developmental Disabilities, Department of Corrections and Community Supervision, and the Office of Mental Health. Fran Turner is Director of Legislative and Political Action for the Civil Service Employees Association. CSEA has hundreds of thousands of union members.
We weren't surprised by the overtime amounts. Especially in OPWDD, it's very hard to attract workers. These jobs are not easy, and it's hard to keep the workers there with so much overtime being mandated.
Public Employees Federation spokesperson Jane Briggs blames Governor Andrew Cuomo.
The bottom line for us is that state agencies continue to be understaffed, and that is what's forcing the need for mandated or voluntary overtime. We believe that the governor is not keeping state agencies adequately staffed, and because of that, it ends up costing taxpayers more money and at the same time putting the well-being of some of our most vulnerable residents at risk.
Briggs says New Yorkers don't want their family members being cared for in facilities where nurses are forced to work 16-hour shifts.
Or where there aren't enough nurses to care for somebody who might need specialized care. So this is a very serious problem.
CSEA's Turner says while some workers appreciate the overtime, for others, it gets to be too much. She adds the affected agencies have been trying very hard to recruit.
But it's hard to keep the workers there because you don't know when you go to work in the morning or at night when you're going to get out the next day. People have families. They have children. So it's very hard.
Cuomo senior advisor Rich Azzopardi says since the governor took office, executive agency headcount is down 9,425 full-time employees, or 7.4%.
Overtime is only used when necessary, but the fact is that under this governor, state government was modernized and streamlined, and as a result, overall headcount is down and agency expenses have increased less than 1% over the last 9 years. The alternative would be a larger, bloated, and less efficient bureaucracy that taxpayers can't afford.
Buttrey at the comptroller's office urges the state to find better ways to manage costs while providing taxpayers with critical services.
It's incumbent upon each of the agencies that are named in the report to look at how they're using overtime, the costs associated with that, and then to do kind of a cost-benefit analysis. Is it more efficient to hire new employees, or is it a practice where continuing overtime makes more sense? Is there a way to reduce overtime by a specific amount and bring in new staff that can kind of help not only the overtime cost, but overall productivity? That's something that they should be examining.
The comptroller says the average number of state employees decreased slightly last year to nearly 156,000, a total that does not include employees of the State University of New York and the City University of New York. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.